believe that the kingdom of God is what Jesus preached about, is what he modeled, and it's what he's called us to be as a community, to model and be part of. The Exodus story gives a glimpse of the kingdom of God. It's the first picture of how the kingdom of God operates. Obviously, God has always been king. It's never gone away. He's always been king, so he's always king. The kingdom of God always exists, but it's revealed to us as a people. The Exodus story not only points to the coming of the kingdom of God, it always gives a glimpse into the nature and character of God. It says this in Exodus 3:7. It says, "The Lord said, 'I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I've seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.'" And so here we have a situation where God is looking down upon a people. He sees their misery, he hears their crying, and he's concerned about their suffering. The Israelites have been enslaved by the Egyptians, and the Egyptian power under Pharaoh is getting more and more threatened as the Israelites grow in numbers, as they become from a small group of people, a remnant, into a nation. And he's getting worried that they're going to suddenly overthrow the power of Egypt and take over. So God hears the cries of the people as they are being, they're in slavery, they're helping with the building program of Egypt, and they're being treated very, very badly by the Egyptian leaders. And so God hears the cry of the people and is concerned about their suffering. He doesn't only just hear about what the people are crying out to, God responds. He puts in a rescue plan to deliver the people from slavery. And in the rescue plan, he calls Moses as a man, as a leader, to be a spokesman. We also see God's demonstration of his power and might as he overcomes the Egyptians and their gods by setting the captives free. And so we have a situation where we hear the cry of the people. We have people in slavery and in bondage. God hears the cry of the people and he puts in a rescue plan. And in the rescue plan, he gives them a hope of a new future and of a new start. He says this, "I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land." And I don't know if you know what the word good and spacious land in Hebrew actually means, is salvation. That's what the word salvation means, a good and spacious land. It means nothing gets in the way, nothing is fettered. So what we're doing here is we're seeing a snapshot of what Jesus is going to do when he comes upon the earth. The Exodus story points forward to a time when God himself will come to the earth and set in place his rescue plan. In Jesus, we see the kingdom of God revealed to us through his ministry. The king, that is Jesus, shows us what the kingdom of God is like. His rule will destroy everything that opposes God. It will be a rule of spiritual power. It will be a powerful act of God himself. When God acts, he brings his authority and power against the kings of darkness, undoing the work of the devil. Because when God acts, his will has to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Signs of the kingdom were shown to us when Jesus cast out demons. He healed the sick. He stilled the storms. He raised the dead. He was invading the prison house of the strong man and setting the captive free. And so we believe the imagery shown to us through the Exodus is about God setting the captive free. That God has a purpose and plan for each one of us. He wants to lead us into a spacious place. He wants us to lead us towards the promised land, from the place of captivity into the place of freedom. And so we want to look together over the next period of time looking at the kingdom of God and what it means to us as the community of Core. What does a kingdom community look like and how does it operate? And I want to show you now a DVD of God's redemptive plan happening out in Russia. In this DVD, we'll see signs of the kingdom of God breaking into the lives of people held in captivity. Over the summer, I met up with this guy called Jeremy, I can't remember his name. He's a Channel 4 filmmaker. And he makes different documentaries for Channel 4 and all sorts of programs. And he had recently made a film out in Russia, in a place which we'll look at in a minute, about the life of a person who's been set free from the gangs out in Russia and is now pastoring a church of about 4,000 people. And it happened when God intervened in his life. When God broke into his life and set him free, he became part of God's plan to set other people free. And that's what we're called to as a church. We're set free, and then we help others be set free. It's the good news of the kingdom of God. So let's show that video now. It's about 15 minutes, and then we're going to have an opportunity to lead into communion and remember what Christ has done for us.